Yeah, we back again. The Transform You Live Show with your boy Marcus. Just simply Marcus today. So much to talk about, man. We gonna get into it real quick. Oh, this should be an exciting ride. I can't tell you how long I have waited for this moment right now. Very good, very good. All right, cut it. All right, we back again for another exciting show. Hello, my people. So if I have not said it already, let me say it. Hello, my people. And tonight's show is all about the sense of purpose versus uncertainty. There's a lot been going along for a couple of days now. It's been moving and around in the mud, out of the mud, and into the news. So much happening around our world and in our country. But hey, that's all right though. That's all right. It's all good. And we're doing things a lot differently starting today. So expect all the new changes, all the new things that's coming your way starting now. How about we get a hand clap? Yeah. All right. So let's get right into it. Let's start with our top 7 news stories. So I have started something today, such as talking about some of the top 7 things, in my opinion, that's going on in the news. Now, depending on where you are at in the part of the world, you may not get to hear it where you are. So it just all depends on where you are at in the news. Far as where you are at in the world when you're hearing the news. Hey, yeah, I crack myself up sometimes. Let's get right into it. So top 7, starting with number 1, the Kentucky school shooting. So if you're not aware of it, students at a rural Kentucky high school describe a terrifying scene of gunshots, shock, panic, and a wild scramble for safety during a classmate's rampage that left 2 teens dead and many more injured. A 15-year-old student at Marshall High School in Benton, Kentucky, was being held in a juvenile jail and will face murder, attempted murder, and other charges stemming from the shooting spree, authorities said. The shooting spree is the latest in a long line of such tragedies. Tragedies. Last month, a former student at Aztec High in Aztec, New Mexico, walked into a classroom and fatally shot 2 students and himself. This month alone, 11 shootings at or near schools have been reported. And it goes on to say, it talks about Heather Lagone, mother of 2 teens at the school, said her sons described the shooter as someone who was cracking jokes whenever they saw him. Number 2, the president signs bill to end government shutdown. Hey, let's get a hand clap for that. But they also report that a potential government shutdown could return as early as February 8th should any resolutions has come to an agreement in that political field over there. All right. Top 3, Toys R Us to close 180 stores. Oh, my goodness. Tell me about it. So 180 stores were closed due to Toys R Us being stuck in the middle of 2 giants, corporate giants, Walmart and Amazon, they are basically squeezing them out of the competition. Number four news, Puerto Rico awaits foreclosure wave. Oh my goodness. Hundreds of thousands of islanders will face losing their homes upon the expiration of a moratorium on mortgage payments that banks offered after Hurricane Maria decimated the U.S. territory. Top news number five. Larry Nassar sentenced to 175 years in prison. According to NPR, at 2:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, they reported that Larry Nassar, the USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University doctor who has admitted to abusing girls and women who were receiving treatment from him, was sentenced to 175 years in prison on Wednesday. "I just signed your death warrant," said Judge Rosemeyer Aquinia. I'm saying that wrong. In her Lanston, Michigan courtroom. It was one dramatic statement among many from the judge. Also a capstone today's a powerful and emotional testimony from more than 150 women and girls who say they were abused by Nassar. All right. Number six news. Israel speeds up underground border wall to block Gaza tunnels. All right. January 24th, 2018, according to NPR, the Israeli military says the 40-mile barrier will run along the country's border with the Gaza Strip in an effort to thwart attacks by Palestinian militants. And number seven news, LeBron James becomes youngest NBA player to join the 30,000 point club. Let's get a hand clap for that. So, heading into to last night's game between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the San Antonio Spurs, LeBron James needed 7 points to reach the 30,000 career point milestone. He finished the game with 28 points. While that was more than enough to get James into the club, it was not, however, enough for the Cavaliers to win the game. The Spurs won 114-102 in San Antonio. James became the seventh player with 30,000 career points when he hit a jumper with 1 second left in the first quarter. In addition, James became the first NBA player to add 7,000 rebounds and 7,000 assists to his point total. He was recognized by the arena before the second quarter and got a standing ovation from Spurs fans. James patted his heart and said, "Thank you so much." In addition, I guess this doesn't stop since this is number seven on our top news stories. The 14 all-time All-Star is also the youngest person to join the prestigious point club. He done it all at the age of 33 years and 24 days. He bested Kobe Bryant, who was 34 years and 104 days when he reached the mark. Who keeps up with this? Others on the points list are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and Dirk Nowitzki. So that concludes tonight's top seven news by your boy, Marcus Hart. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back.
Not a single word I said.
Okay, we back, we back, we back. And thank you for just bearing with me. Because, man, I really starting to think that, like, I need to do this a lot more often. Where are my sponsors when I need them? Yeah, of course, that takes a lot more energy and a lot more funding, if you will, to be able to broadcast a lot more. So if you enjoy this show, you like what you're hearing, visit the website at transformubroadcast.com. Join, be a member, stay in touch. That's the best way to stay connected with the broadcast network and to communicate directly with me at realmarcushart.com, my Facebook, my Twitter at realmarcushart. Facebook is Real Marcus C. Hart, actually. And, of course, the podcast has a Facebook link as well, and that's Transform U Live. That's the letter U Live. Okay? And also, you will find, too, on the website that if you find it in your heart to give us a love gift, do so. Donate. It helps us to keep going, to keep offering more exclusive and good content. But other than that, let's get into it. You know, coming up here, we're going to have some more exciting things happening. We got some awesome guests that we are prepping in the new month coming up. So next time we come on air, it will be Black History Month. Look forward to that. And so the second episode in February, which would be, so this is the fourth episode. I got to do my math. That'll be episode 6. We will have our first guest. Yes, we will have our first guest on air live with us on the Transform U Live show. I look forward to that also, man. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be very amazing. Very amazing. And I'm learning here that, you know, how can I put this? That the more bad things happen in our society, the more it makes me become more aware that the reason why people are making a lot of bad decisions, which in my opinion, that even bad decisions can be used for the higher good of everybody. It does something. It has this domino effect, and it still helps carry on the whole scheme of the direction our universe and world should be heading. Okay, so let's get that straight. But like I said, people make a lot of bad decisions, bad choices. They redirect their paths. And why is that? I have become aware that self-discipline is the main big thing. That's the big thing. It's the thing. But once you start breaking down self-discipline, you start understanding then a little bit better by why people don't fit the criteria of having or assuming self-discipline in their lives. Okay? Tonight's show, we're dealing with it. We're talking about one important element that you need, one characteristic that you need, as described in the book I'm currently reading, the neuropsychology of self-discipline. The first characteristic is a sense of purpose. A sense of purpose. A lot of people is lacking a sense of purpose. That's why you have people all over the place going crazy. Their moral compass is slightly off. And even more so, we have people who are just struggling. They are embracing their suffering. They have embraced it so much that they can't get anything accomplished. And when they do, they look like they're going in the right direction, then they fall right off. Okay? They fall right off the wanker. Man, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it for a quick second. And I can even share my own story where I was just doing things just to be doing it. Okay, I had no sense of purpose, no sense of direction, no focus at all. And I felt like I had the most sense of purpose when I was in the military. When I was in the military, it was created for me. This is the job. This is what we're doing. Get to it. Don't fall short. Just do it. Okay, so this is the mission. Stay on the mission. Stay with the mission. This is your job. This is what you should do. You are an expert of this. Get with it. Do it. Play your part. Contribute to the overall mission. Save the day. It was easy. My day-to-day was planned for me. I knew what my job title was. I knew what my role was. It was no problem. But when I came back and I completely exited out of the military, I was just lost in the sauce. Okay? My applesauce was not applesauce. It was raspberry sauce, lemon pepper, seasoning salt, salt and pepper, all type of stuff. And then you stir it around, it looked pretty ugly and pretty messy. I wouldn't suggest you try eating that. I mean, I was taking on all these different jobs, okay? And then I started a business. My first business was a home health care agency. I started it with the intention of making money, and also because it was my mom's vision, I wanted to help her out. I wanted to do something for her, and pretty much just for the family, period. I wanted to create a family business. So I went with that idea, and it has some success. But as we started to progress, instead of me, okay, well, since I'm in this field, let me study more about this field. I started studying other stuff. I started studying marketing. I started liking marketing. I started learning more about how to train people. And I started liking training. Like, before you know it, the business was off its original mission. It had no sense of purpose anymore. There was a lot of uncertainty in that first business. And what happened? Crash. It's gone. Okay? From there, the training business, market, I was all over the place. And because my professional life was like that, it wasn't because my professional life was like that. It was because my personal life was like that too. So everything that happened in my personal life with the unstable relationships, the dealing with the different mental health, the family arguments, the lack of catering to my health, just all my sense of awareness, all my sense of direction just all messed up because I had no true purpose. I didn't know what my true purpose was. Okay? I had a purpose, and then it just started turning it into all type of different stuff. I was remixing my life all the time. I was the P. Diddy on the beat. Okay? I take old stuff, remix it again. And before you know it, you just don't know what the original song was, so to speak, metaphorically. Man, it was crazy. I tell you, it was pretty crazy. And it caused me to get off my moral compass. So I'm making all these poor decisions, all these different types of self-destructive decisions. Faith just gone, absent, just out of here. Because no purpose. Since we are on the topic of purpose, let's talk about what is purpose. We need to know what purpose is. A lot of us don't know what purpose is. And it took me a long time to truly understand what purpose is. Even right now, it took me to now, when I was studying more about it. I mean, I started breaking this down this year, understanding it a lot more. What is purpose? If we can say it in one word, it's meaning. It's meaning. Now, if you look across different religions, they would describe it also as something set up as an object or end to be attained. Something set up as an object or end to be attained. So when we are trying to figure out what our purpose is or gain a sense of purpose, we want to figure out, well, what is my meaning here on earth? What is my meaning here in this life? What is the object or end goal I'm chasing after or pursuing or I should be on the path to reach? Then here's some more definitions and meanings. It says Confucian scholars describe it as a rigorous process of self-cultivation that lasts a lifetime. You only get one lifetime to properly self-cultivate yourself. Okay? To properly self-cultivate. To properly constantly reach the higher meaning of yourself. It's also motivation and drive. It can be the tool that helps prioritize your life, which makes a lot of sense, right? Because if your priorities is like really screwed up, of course you have no tool. There's obviously no tool that's helping you to set priorities in your life or prioritize in your life. The latter. It's also the quality of having a definite purpose. This is my favorite one, because this makes me think about Napoleon Hill. Okay, Napoleon Hill, he talks about definite purpose a lot. So the quality of having a definite purpose, or the sense thereof of a definite purpose. There's something we're missing here, people. This is what we are plainly missing. And it's not going to get any better. Okay? It's not going to get any better if we haven't even decided to make some conscious choices in our lives. Okay? Some conscious choices. Some sensible choices. That's where it starts. You have to make a choice first to say, hey, I want to set out on a journey to figure out what my purpose is. I want to understand that better. I want to know what my meaning is here on earth. What is it? Ask yourself that question. We're going to take a quick break, and we will return right back shortly here. So could you tell me now what it's like to be Eddie? What it's like to be Eddie now? I got the look somehow in my memory's fading. What it's like to be Eddie now? I was the only mix once in a while, the man of the prince, crying in the shower. Have you thought about it? Have you began to think whether or not you have made proper decisions in your life that contribute to your purpose. Now let's talk about sense of purpose. Now let's talk about the benefits, the biggest benefits of sense of purpose. First of all, you're going to be given a future, my friend. You're going to have some hope in your life. You got some things to hope for. You got some things to look forward to, because you know that as you are traveling this journey along the way, you're going to pick up a lot of important things. You're also going to pick up a lot of unimportant things, but even those unimportant things, they contribute to where you are going, where you are headed. Your future is bright. The hope for the future is nice. Another benefit of having a sense of purpose. You understand that your purpose is not only for your own interests, but it's also for the interests of others, as described in Philippians 2:1-4. In the Bible. Okay? You know, so we think that we just here for us and us only, but no. There's a reason why there's people to the left and the right of you, in front and back of you. There's a reason. You are responsible for making sure that your role contributes to everybody. Okay? In some shape or form. Whether you like that or not, you are responsible for whatever your purpose is, that you get on that path, start walking in it, so that your purpose will serve others as well as yourself. Another benefit, your faith is constantly activated and it's evident or completed in your work. Your faith is to a next level. And this is from James chapter 2, verse 20 through 24 in the Bible. You're on another level with your faith. You can see what others can't see. Okay? Even though it's not right there in front of you, you see it. So everything you're doing, that business you started, that musical instrument you decided to pick up, it can be that pen you picked up and started writing. You could be behind a podium speaking to other people. You could be on the job and you're doing your job better than anybody else. Okay? But your faith is activated. You trust that the work you are doing is serving the purpose in which you was put on earth here to do. Okay, so it's evident. Next thing, next benefit, you're not enslaved by anything. Oh, that's a good one right there, man. Okay, you are not enslaved by anything, regardless of law, regardless of others. Regardless, you're not enslaved. You are going to reach your end point. You are going to serve your purpose with no chains on you, because once you get on it, there's no stopping. You are going to cruise through life because you are doing what comes natural to you. You are doing what you love. You are doing what was put in you before you were birthed here on earth. It is your reality. You are stepping and seizing every moment. And you are filled with so much joy, because you know that, dude, I'm invisible right now. I'm invincible. I'm invisible and I'm invincible. Long as I do what I was called here to do, everything's going to work out. So now we begin to understand why people have no self-discipline, why people have no moral compass. the most important one, then this is a health benefit. Oh my goodness, can I get a hey now for that? A health benefit of having a sense of purpose, and many people don't know this, but it lowers your risk of death and lowers your risk of cardiovascular disease, according to the Psychosomatic Medicine Journal of Biobehavioral Medicine. They have their studies on this. People who have a sense of purpose tends to have lowered their risk of death and cardiovascular disease. They live longer here. Man, I don't know about you. I think I want to get on that train of having a sense of purpose. Come on now, somebody talk to me. So, what is it that it do, though? You know, like, what is it that having a sense of purpose actually does? What does it do for you? What does it do for this reality? Okay, along with the benefits, my friends, and listen very closely, this is something very important here. It allows you to take the moral high ground. What does that mean, you may ask? That means your daily moral actions, they're going to be a lot more different from people, because your daily moral actions equate to the meaning-filled life you have. So if you have a meaning-filled life, automatically, all of your daily moral actions are going to be shaped accordingly. I give you an example. Perfect example, man. I deal with criticism a lot. I deal with people wanting to attack me a lot. I mean, throughout my life I have. So, I mean, it's not happened so much more now. But, man, I have seen some years in my life where people just attack me and try to get me to attack them physically or with my words. And boy, do I have a choice of words I can roll with. I'm talking about, you'll be like, that came out of his mouth? You serious? Yes, I'm serious. So I have had people literally threaten my life. They would even take it as far as coming to my house and breaking my car glass window. Yes. And because I know I have a purpose for being here on earth, I have a good sense of what my purpose is, I take the moral high ground. I take, you know, instead of going after that person, I make sure that whatever action I choose, that it's going to be equating to what my life is all about and how my life has meaning. Okay, it's going to reflect. My actions can only reflect the meaning-filled life I have. If I take anything outside of that, that means I'm deviating from the original plan, from the journey, from the path, from the road to my end goal. Okay? So that's what it can do for you. Okay? It can help you. It can help you do good and feel good about doing good. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be perfect. Okay? I don't know nobody who's perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. That happens. But get right back on that pony and ride that bad boy. Alrighty? It gives you discovery because you find a place of belonging in your community, in the community at whole, the universal community, and this reality, in this life. You begin to feel like you belong. You discover you, where you fit in the puzzle. And going back to the Kentucky shooting, they said this guy, he cracked jokes and he seemed like he was a normal kid. But Somewhere, I believe, deep down, he didn't know where he belonged. You know? And it happens, man. You know, like, the happiest people can be the most saddest people inside. You have to do a temperature check on people. You really do. Okay? Okay? What else can it do for you? It can help you to focus and survive. We want to be able to focus and survive while we're here, right? Some people be like, I don't know. I don't know about focus. That seems a little bit hard. That seems very strenuous. But if you have focus, you survive. So, therefore, most of us, majority of us, want to survive. We want to have our basic needs met. We want to see more good things happen for us. Okay? And live a long, happy life. But in order to do that, you have to be focused. In order to be focused, you need to have a sense of purpose. What is your purpose? What purpose are you serving right now in your life and the life of others? Figure that out and you will be more focused. Focused enough where you are consciously aware of the importance of taking care of yourself when it comes down to your health, when it comes down to your household and keeping it organized, when it comes to the people you have in your life, you're able to prioritize better. You're able to compartmentalize all the things in its right place. All right. Last but not least, and this is the most important thing, man. This is the most important thing. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? I don't know. Do you? Come on. Tell me the truth. Do you want to hear it? Okay. So, what? Do you want to hear it or not? Do you want to know the most important thing that having a sense of purpose will do for you? The most important thing that having a sense of purpose will do for you. Okay. This is what it's going to do for you, my friend. It's going to help you to have confidence in direction. You can be more confident living in this life. And that's crucial, man. It don't get no more crucial than that. You need confidence in this life. You don't want to be Courage the Cowardly Dog when it comes to doing the things you need to do. You have confidence, you are guaranteed success. You have direction, you are guaranteed success. That's the makeup foundation of self-discipline. All of these things, having a sense of a purpose, it's the foundation that makes up having self-discipline. You need self-discipline, people. All right? We need self-discipline. This is how we get closer spiritually. This is how we get more closer when it comes to reaching the goals in our lives. We get closer and then we run across the finish line very easily. It all starts with a sense of purpose. Believe it or not, that's all I have for you. Okay? Oh, come on. What's going on? Hold on. Oh, come on, people. No, don't boo me. I will be back next week. Yeah. I'll be back next week. I will. Trust me, I will. And when I do come back, I'll be back with more material for you. We're going to continue this whole thing of self-discipline because I'm reading the book, The Neuropsychology of Self-Discipline. So, because I'm reading and learning, I'm going to make sure I'm helping you guys to learn what I'm reading and what I'm studying. I'm going to also always throw in my extra 2 cents about it based on experience, based on my knowledge, and just based on whatever the universe gives me. Woo! Good water. Man, it's been a pleasure. It's been a truly an honor, and I'm very humbled. So if you haven't already, go like our Facebook page at Transform U, the letter U, live. Visit the website at transformubroadcast.com. Sign up for the free membership, 100% free. Nothing at all to pay, man. And what that does, it gives you access to being able to know what guest is coming up next. It also lets you know when different events are happening. You never know when we might arrive personally in your city for a special live event. Because I'm coming real soon to a city near you, believe it or not, to do some speaking, some lecturing, some teaching, some training. Also, if you want to get in touch with me directly, visit my website at realmarcushart.com. My social media is on my website, so make sure you subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the Twitter, follow me on Facebook. Make sure you just connect with me and just reach out, man. Let people know about this show. Share. I encourage you to share, like, put a little heart. Do whatever you have to do to let people know that, like, you were tuned in, you were liking it. Also, a hashtag transform on your Twitter goes a long way, too. Hey, man. Oh, I just want to shout out some different countries who was listening. Also, shout out the different directories that's also tuned in. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Pocket Cast listeners, Podbean listeners, Google listeners, Stitcher, and a host of others. And a special thank you to my people in Italy, Kenya, Canada, and the Netherlands. Greatly appreciate you guys and all my people in the North American region, especially in the U.S. of A., my country. Ooh. Many blessings, peace, and lots of love, and I'm out of here checking out.